When a person is infected with Ebola, the virus starts to make copies of itself until that person becomes very sick. When the virus replicates enough of itself for a person to have symptoms, it becomes contagious. But research from a nationwide collaborative that included Texas Biomedical Research Institute has concluded that if human cells have less of a specific protein, Ebola replicates much more quickly. And conversely, if that protein is present in larger amounts, Texas Biomed staff scientist Elena Stanko says the virus doesn't replicate itself as efficiently.
Meaning that there is a possibility that this approach to target this interaction between the components can have a real impact in clinics.
Stanko did her research in human immune and vascular cells, which are both targets of the Ebola virus, because adjusting the level of this protein in human cells effectively changed the virus's ability to copy itself. The next step is to use that information to try and develop a treatment to fight the virus. More than 400 people have died in the Congo outbreak since it started in August of last year. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.